Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey, friend, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thank you for being with us today. Our hope is that we'd provide resources and help and just some encouragement for your day. And today is no different. I really hope today's topic is helpful to you. I do want to mention a couple other resources. We love putting resources out there. One is called the Positive Talk Podcast. And as I record, it comes out every Thursday, and it's super, super helpful. It's in partnership between our church and ClearPath Counseling Network. And so just do a little search for Positive Talk Podcast. Well, today on the podcast, I want to read a verse and just give some thoughts around it. Jesus in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30 says this. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is a super big teaching of Jesus. This is such a powerful one that I want to spend a couple of episodes on over the next few weeks and just think about this idea of what does it mean to take the yoke of Jesus on? One of the things that I find in my life and in a lot of lives around me is that people are robbed of a lot of things. People sometimes are robbed of energy. Sometimes people are robbed of resources. But one of the things that we're robbed of is balance. We're robbed of balance. What happens for a lot of us is we just don't have good boundaries and we don't have a sense of how much we're meant to do. And so I heard somebody say recently a line that I thought was really powerful. He said, "Hurry is not of the devil, hurry is the devil." And in this book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, John Mark Comer gives a great framework to think about the difference between being busy and being hurried. Busy is awesome. Busy is you're doing the right things for the right reason at the right time. But hurry? Hurry is when you have no time for interruptions, no time for God to show up. And so today I want to think about this idea of being robbed of balance. When Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary," he's basically describing us. He's describing this generation. There's a generation of stress where you can't sleep at night. You keep thinking about the things that are on your mind, on your heart, and it's taking a toll on you. There's also strain. Strain is when you're not making the right investments in the right things. It could be relational strain where you're separated from your spouse or you don't have a great relationship with your kids, but it also could be strain in your body. Your body could be having headaches or your body could be having digestive issues or your body could be falling apart in front of you because you are straining it. So there's stress, there's strain, there's also strife. We all know those areas of our life where things keep popping up. And the fourth one is struggle. Somebody said once, get on the struggle bus. The struggle is real. And so if you find yourself in any one of these situations, stress, strain, strife, or struggle, think about Jesus's words where he says, "Come to me." In fact, when you read the Gospels, the call of Jesus is not just to say, "Well, I believe in him," but the call is to begin to live like him. I heard somebody say once that it is impossible to live the life of Jesus without adopting the lifestyle of Jesus. Let me say that again. It is impossible to live the life of Jesus without adopting the lifestyle of Jesus. So I want to encourage you today, if you find yourself robbed of balance, if you find yourself in need of rest, just do what Jesus said, to come to him. If you've got stress, strain, strife, or struggle, those are all indicators that we need to return to him. Well, I hope you have a great day today. I do want to point you to the resource. The book is called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and it's written by John Mark Comer. It's a fantastic read that will help you in your walk with Jesus.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!